I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, July 22nd. The advanced air mobility company, Electra.Aero Inc., has chosen Springfield for its new $850 million corporate headquarters and aircraft production plant. Springfield City Mayor Rob Rue and Clark County representatives gathered Tuesday to share their own excitement for one of the city's largest economic developments in its history. WYSO's Shea Frank has more.
Electra is expected to create nearly 2,000 high-paying jobs in Springfield. Its new facility at Air Park, Ohio, will be next to the Springfield-Beckley Municipal Airport and just down the road from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, making it well-positioned for work in advanced air mobility. Springfield Mayor Rob Rue says he sees Electra as an anchor company whose development will draw other companies to the city.
It is a transformational company coming to our town, offering high-skilled, high-paying jobs. This is exactly the kind of jobs that we have unfortunately lost over the decades, and now we're bringing back again to Springfield.
President of the Greater Springfield Partnership, Mike McDorman, says this facility will continue to grow investments in the aerospace industry and make Springfield a hotbed for supply bases in the region. Rue says Electra's CEO will soon release a timeline, but they are looking to complete the project in 2 to 4 years. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
The state's Environmental Protection Agency is, for now, abandoning a proposal to make it easier for data centers to discharge their wastewater into some lakes, rivers, and streams. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that it comes after mounting public and political pressure.
The EPA was proposing streamlining its National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permits process. But a spokesperson says after the agency received a significant volume of comments, it won't move forward with a one-size-fits-all model. Helena Volzer is with the Alliance for the Great Lakes.
Yeah, I think by and large, things will continue the way they have. I think most data centers are discharging to wastewater treatment because it's convenient.
The Alliance was concerned with minimal oversight into data center discharges. GOP Senator Bernie Moreno and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Amy Acton also voiced opposition to what the EPA was proposing. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Speaking of water, Hamilton's low dam on the Great Miami River is one step closer to being removed, restoring a free-flowing stretch of river through the city. Hamilton received $2.5 million from the state to start removing the dam. The city and Miami Conservancy District's project will cost about $7.7 million. Conservancy General Manager Mary Lynn Loader says it'll get rid of the first barrier on the Great Miami River that restricts fish passage from the Ohio River.
So we're going to be able to see more native and healthier fish to be able to spawn in these areas that they're not currently able to get to now. And that's going to improve water quality.
The removal project will also make the river safer for people. The low dam creates a dangerous current that has been tied to several drownings. Construction is set to begin by 2028. The Democratic candidate for governor has released some details about her plans for property tax relief. It's the first tax-related specifics that Amy Acton has released since April, and it includes rebates and exemptions targeted towards specific groups of homeowners. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Acton's plan would raise the household income limit on the homestead tax exemption, which goes to older and disabled adults, to $50,000, which would expand it to 55,000 more homeowners. She'd also create a circuit breaker with rebates of up to $1,000 for certain homeowners when their tax bill rises by more than 4% a year. Acton's plan also limits loans with 18% interest or higher, and she calls for fully implementing the Fair School Funding Plan to reduce reliance on local property taxes. Acton's Republican opponent Vivek Ramaswamy has talked for months about rolling back property taxes to pre-pandemic levels, but he hasn't offered many specifics of what that would look like for homeowners and how such sweeping change would be paid for. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The Mimesburg History Center will host a unique event tomorrow, that's Thursday, July 23rd, featuring Mimesburg resident George Schlub. It's called The Making of a Trumpet. It's part of the center's America 250 celebrations. Schlub designs and makes custom brass musical instruments. In fact, his Tarve Revolution trumpets were used in the last presidential inauguration by the Army Old Guard, Fife, and Drum Corps. He'll demonstrate his craft on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Mimersburg History Center at 35 South 5th Street. And that's Thursday, July 23rd. Much more pleasant weather. I think we've earned it with all the heat and humidity we've been battling as of late. Air is even cleaner today, looking for temperatures in the mid-70s, expecting fair skies. Cool tonight with lows down into the 50s. Temperatures will eventually work their way back up to around 80 and in the low 80s by the end of the week and into the mid and upper 80s by this weekend. But so far, it looks like the weather will be dry during that time period. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm Mike Fraser.
Hi, this is Luke Dennis, WYSO's general manager. 1 year ago, we launched our 1 in 5 campaign with the goal that 20% of you would become financial supporters of These Sounds. And in the past year, we've made it to 15% of you donating. Yes, but the momentum has slowed. We are as close to our goal as we've ever been. You can help us get there when you donate now at wyso.org. We wouldn't ask if we didn't need your support. Thank you.